Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكان الله على كل شيء مقيتا صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has blessed this ummah with the name Al-Muqit. Al-Muqit is a very important attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to understand. The word Al-Muqit stems from the root word qut or al-qut, and qut in the Arabic language means the minimum bare that is given to sustain life. The minimum bare that is given to sustain life. There is a difference between razaq or rizq and the word qut. Rizq means anything that is given to you which is much more than what you even need. So all that will be considered as rizq, and that Allah is Razzaq. But qut means that without that amount, a person will die, or anything in his creation can die. Without that portion, without that amount. So for an example, just to give you, for a man to survive, he might need half a glass of water in a few days. At least half a glass of water for him to stay alive. So that is qut. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you with a lot of water, you have bottles and bottles of water, and mashallah, you have so much water, so that is rizq, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so understand, qut is the minimum bare for sustaining life. And in fact, qut also means anything that takes control of something else to be into existence. So for an example, this roof. The qut for this roof will be the pillars. Without the pillars, this roof would come down. So the qut, something that is holding another thing, that is also qut. Something that is holding another thing, that is also qut. And so the roof needs the pillars, and the pillars need the foundation. Without the foundation, nothing happens. And the foundation again needs the ground, the earth, firm earth that is there. And so one can go on and on and on. This is the meaning of al-muqit. Eventually what happens, that everything goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for an example, there is one dua that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for his family. No man can make this dua for his family today. No man can. The dua that he made, he said, Allahumma ja'al Rizqa ala Muhammadin quta. That Allah give the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rizq, sustenance, that is in quts. What is it? The minimum bare, just for them to keep their back straight up, just for them to survive. Can any father make dua like that? Is there anyone who's going to say that, I don't want anything of this dunya, but I just want qut, something that will just keep me alive? Nobody can do that. This is the dua of a Nabi of his family. So tomorrow, no one should say that Aliyazu Billah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted an empire so that his family, the legacy, the dynasty can continue, and Aliyazu Billah, for someone to say to leave his family members wealthy. Nobody can say that. In fact, the first thing what he did is that he said, zakat can be distributed to everyone that is poor, but not to the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no monetary gain, no worldly benefit of any sort in Sharia that is directed to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look at the family of Huzur alayhi salam, this is the dua. Ya Allah, bas we just want quts. We just want quts. Nothing else. Subhanallah al-Azim. And so understand the name and the meaning of Al-Muqit. That everything that you see that is standing, who is holding it? That is the meaning of Al-Muqit. Everything that is standing is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama have given an example for us to understand that this entire universe is like a massive, huge dining table. How is it? Like a massive, huge dining table. And everything of his creation is in it, is in this section of the dining table. And Allah has placed everything in it. The universe, everything on top, everything down. And every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dining table is such that it consumes and it is also consumable. How does it live? It consumes and it is also consumable. He wants to eat and somebody else is there to eat him also. And this is the reality of life. The grass is eaten by a grasshopper. The grasshopper is eaten by a toad. And the toad is eaten by a snake. And a snake is eaten by a hawk. Allahu Akbar. The earth spins around the sun. The moon spins around the earth. The days and night come into existence because of the earth spinning on its own axis. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is moving, is in function. And Allah is al-qut, al-muqit in such a way, not only for human beings, for them to stand and in the manner of rizq, but Allah, if we go deep, and if we understand the meaning of Al-Qut, every organ in your body is muhtaj of Allah. Your eyes, for it to survive, it needs water, liquid, nerves, optical nerves, nerves in the right section for it to survive. And so how is it surviving? Because Al-Qut, Allah is giving it that life for it to sustain, for it to see. For your nose to survive, Allah has put all the necessary functions in it. For your ears to survive, all the necessary functions are in it. For your tongue to survive, all the necessary functions are in it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, you know what, okay, I have given you everything, Now you look after your own body. I have given you rizq, I have given you wealth, I have given you in this earth, I've given you everything. Now you look after your body, you look after your own eyes. Was it possible for a person to do this? Will he go to work? Will he study? Will he do whatever he needs to do? Or will he want to maintain his eyesight, his ears? Today you will get that there is so many gadgets and electronics that are in front of us. We can't even look after the car that we drive. Sometimes a person by mistake will put petrol instead of diesel. And he'll put diesel instead of petrol. And he does not even check the oil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, forget all that. You move and you do whatever you want to do. You go to sleep. Everything automatically is running in your body how Allah wants it to run. When you open your eyes, ability to see. When you open your tongue, the ability to speak. Have you ever thought, you know, you recite the Quran, how the words come out? عَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَئِ الْعَظِيمِ الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ. Your brain is working, your tongue is working, mashallah. Everything that is working, that is Al-Qut. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the meaning of Al-Muqit. Allahu Akbar. A very, very deep understanding that without Al-Muqit, there is nothing in this dunya. Allah is the one who gives that minimum bare for that person to be sustained and sustainability for him to exist in this dunya. That is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدَّرَ فِي أَقْوَاتِهَا وَقَدَّرَ فِي أَقْوَاتِهَا فِي أَرْبَعَةِ أَيَّامٍ. And Allah has placed in this earth for you everything in the right proportion. This earth is filled with khazana, treasures. Allah has put qut in it. وَقَدَّرَ فِي أَقْوَاتِهَا. Which is qut. Everything for you to survive, it is in this earth. The entire economy that is running. In some parts of the world you'll find rice. Basmati rice, Pakistani rice. Rice from India, rice from Bangladesh, that hold the economy, the main economy of a country. Wheat, barley, fruits, potatoes, carrots. Allahu Akbar Kabira. I was reading there are thousands of versions of bananas. Thousands. Haran ho gaya, Allahu Akbar. Thousands. Thousands of different types of bananas you get. وَقَدَّرَ فِي أَقْوَاتِهَا. Allah is saying, I have put the qut inside this earth for you. For the billions that will walk and for the billions. Everything is in this big dining table. Your birth and your death. Your birth and your death. Today you are eating as human beings. Tomorrow when your body is put in the grave, the insects will be eating you. Bacteria will be consuming you. Today we are eating, tomorrow something else will eat. This is Al-Qut. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this dunya. And Allah has said that I am Al-Muqit. For a person to do something, whatever he is doing, it comes from the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Muqit. Sustenance that is given to us by who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was reading Surah Nahl today. And I felt that, let us listen to the Quran. It is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran is hidayat. And how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to insan. And so in Surah Nahl, what is the translation of Nahl? Honey bee. The honey bee. Kya hai? The bee. Ji. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْأَنْعَامَ خَلَقَهَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا دِفْءٌ وَمَنَافِعُ وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ. He, Allah, has created livestock. In them is warmth for you when you use your skins for clothing. Many other benefits such as transport and labor, and you even eat of their meat. Then Allah says, وَتَحْمِلُ أَثْقَالَكُمْ إِلَىٰ بَلَدٍ لَمْ تَكُونُ بَالِغِيهِ إِلَّا بِشِقِّ الْأَنفُسِ إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ. And they carry your burdens, your goods and yourselves to such destinations that you could not reach by yourselves, without great difficulty to yourselves. Without doubt, your Rabb is the most pardoning, the most merciful. Allah says, وَالْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرَ لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِينَ وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah has created horses, mules and donkeys for riding and adornment. And He creates such things about which you have no knowledge. Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً لَكُمْ. Allah is the one who sends rain down for you from the skies, which provide drinking water and vegetation on which you graze your animals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُنْبِتُ لَكُمْ بِهِ الزَّرْعَ وَالزَّيْتُونَ وَالنَّخِيلَ وَالْأَعْنَابَ وَمِنْ كُلِّ ثَمَرَاتِ. With it, the rain that falls, Allah grows for you plantations, olives, dates, grapes, and all types of fruits. Undoubtedly, this is a sign displaying Allah's power in this for those who reflect, who observe and ponder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا ذَرَأَ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُ. And also at your service are the things that He has created for you on the earth, having various colors of different varieties. Surely this is a sign in this for people who take heed. Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ الْبَحْرَ لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنْهُ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا وَتَسْتَخْرِجُوا مِنْهُ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا. It is He who has subjugated the ocean so that you may eat fresh meat. What is fresh meat in the ocean? Fish. Subhanallah. From it, and extract jewels, pearls that you wear as jewelry. Subhanallah الذي مؤلقى في الأرض رواسي أن تميد بكم وأنهارا. He has cast mountains on the earth so that the earth does not shake with you. He has placed rivers and roads, pathways on earth so that you may find your way. وعلامات. And Allah is saying, I have made many areas as landmarks. وبالنجمي. And for a sailor, for a man who is in the ocean, in those days we did not have the technology that we have today, they would actually see the stars, hum yahtadun, and they would follow the stars. Allah says, wa in ta'uddu ni'matallah. Insan, if you attempt to count Allah's bounties, you will never be able to do so. Verily Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. There are so many things in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of, that He is al-qut, that Allah has given us everything. We take everything for granted because everything is at our disposal. Everything is at our disposal. We have everything in front of us. Kabhi dekhe na, pani band ho jaye, or the boiler does not work. The hot water does not work. Imagine the difficulty that you go through. 5 minutes there is no water in the house. For one day there is no hot water in the house. For one day there is no petrol. Look at the queues many years ago. There's no petrol. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given everything. Why? Because He is al-qut. Allah is al-muqit. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you the rizq. Subhanallah. Sometimes even when you don't want it, Allah gives it to you. Allama ibn Kasir rahmatullah alayh has written an incident about four great scholars in Egypt. These were masters in the field of hadith. All of them were muhaddith. What were they? All of them were famous muhaddith of Egypt. And all four of them would do atiqaf in one room, small room, and they would work, mashallah, on the subject of hadith. And every one of them was named Muhammad. All four were Muhammad. Muhammad Munziri, Muhammad Nasr, Muhammad Ishaq, and Muhammad Al-Jaleel. I say kuch tha. But all four are Muhammad. And mashallah, for many, many days they were working on the subject of hadith, but without food and water. And of course, as human beings, you get tired. And so they had no water, no food, so mashwara was done. four names to cast a lot, and the name that was chosen was of Muhammad ibn Nasr. Sorry, Muhammad ibn Jarir, Muhammad ibn Ishaq, Muhammad ibn Nasr, and Muhammad ibn Munzir. Munziri and ibn Jarir. So these are the four Muhammads. Muhammad ibn Jarir, Muhammad ibn Munzir, Muhammad ibn Ishaq, and Muhammad ibn Nasr. So Muhammad ibn Nasr was appointed that he should go out and work, and whatever he gets, food, water, to bring back for the rest of the scholars that are there. And so Muhammad ibn Nasr stood up. He said, "Chalo bhai, my name has come. I'll go and look for job and provide something for a few days and get food for you." Now the scholars were such that before going out, they would read two rakats and first ask Allah Pak. What would they ask? "Ya Allah, make it easy for me." So this is what he did. He read two rakats. Now here he is reading two rakats and then he is making dua. There the head of state in Egypt, at that time the head of state, his name was Ahmad ibn Tulun. What was his name? Ahmad ibn Tulun. It was after Zohar and he was doing Qailullah. What was he doing? Qailullah, sleeping. In his Qailullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes to his dream. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, "Ahmad ibn Tulun, you are sleeping. Wake up now and provide for my muhaddithin that are in your country." That are in your country. Provide for them. So Ahmad ibn Tulun woke up and he started asking people, "Who are the muhaddiths? Where are the muhaddiths? Who is this?" Is a dream. And then somebody said to him that there are only four famous muhaddiths. And all four famous sit together. And so he went and he met them. And mashallah, every provision was given to them. That humble venue of theirs was turned into a masjid. And he would give them 1,000 dinars. How much would he give them? 1,000 dinar to the muhaddis. And made them completely independent to serve the deen of Islam. This was the barakat of the dream that came. And subhanallah al-azim. The reason why I have mentioned this is to actually for us to understand that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very, very easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very, very easy, even if you didn't think about it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-muqit. So now we understand the meaning of al-muqit. Let us move further to understand that everything in this universe is running, and a very important secret that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in the Quran for the people of intellect to understand. Everything that is moving, everything that you are moving your one finger, that you can see, that you are walking, that you are speaking, that we have planes that are flying from one side of the world to another, everything that is happening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, it is because Allah has kept everything in this one location. Allah says, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْكَعْبَةَ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامَ قِيَامًا لِلنَّاسِ. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْكَعْبَةَ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامَ قِيَامًا لِلنَّاسِ. Allah has made the Kaaba as a symbol. What is it? As a symbol for everything to function. Everything is in function because of the Kaaba that is there. Because of the Kaaba that is there. Now talking on the subject of Kaaba, inshallah I will finish. What is very important, recently we have seen some of the events, the tragedy that took place in Masjidul Haram, the crane that came down, and so many people passed away. Now we have to be very careful. Shaitan plays with the mind. What does he do? Shaitan actually plays with the mind. A lot of scholars have spoken on this subject and have explained. Sometimes the mind drifts and a person will wonder, Haram Sharif, in the house of Allah, you know, such a calamity, you know, cranes coming down, not far from the house of Allah. All of a sudden people were there worshipping, all of them died. you know, blood stain, blood that is everywhere. This is what shaitan does. Shaitan likes to plant the seeds of confusion. What does he do? Plants the seeds of confusion. My respected brothers, Allah is Al-Hakim. What is He? Of course, nothing happens by the will of Allah, but we have to take everything positively. What is it? Don't give any space to shaitan to play with our understanding and our iman. Let us think positively. This is not a unique event that happened. Many years ago, in Arafat, the tents were burning and so many people passed away. In the tunnel, there was an accident. In Medina Munawwara, the minbar of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one part of it got burnt. And if you go further back, only a few yards away from Masjid-e-Nabwi, the son-in-law of Huzur alayhi salam, Hazrat Uthman, was made shaheed. Hazrat Uthman was made shaheed in Madinatul Munawwar. Hazrat Umar Farooq was made shaheed. Hazrat Umar Farooq was made shaheed. However, what we need to understand, these are things that happen. It is from Allah, it is there for a reason. However, the place of Makkah and Medina Munawwara hold that sanctity and that honor and that love should always be there in our hearts. No matter what you see, because it is a place of barakat. What is it? It is a place of barakat. So much so that Dajjal will come to Leicester. Dajjal will come to Leicester. Ab ye aap fatwa de dena, Mauli sahab ne kaha Leicester mein Dajjal aane wala. So Dajjal will come to Leicester, but Dajjal will not go to Makkah and Medina. It's a place of barakat. Dajjal will not go to Makkah and his way will be blocked. And that is why it is said that in Medina, a munafiq cannot stay in Madinatul Munawwara. The earth of Medina is such that it throws him out. It will throw the munafiq out. That is why you will see the mizaj of the people who live in Medina Munawwara to be people who are very calm, truthful people, incredible people. The people in Madinatul Munawwara, the residents that are there. And so we should take this incident in a very positive way. Very positive way. Imagine, number one, they were in ihram. Ihram, maybe fasting, maybe with wuzu. Most probably with wuzu in haram. And all of a sudden, mashallah, death to come with ihram, with wuzu, that in itself is great honor. You've got cameras that are there. Cameras that are there. And there is a clip that is taken out from the cameras of the masjid. The recordings of the masjid. And it gives you graphic sort of image and recordings of exactly what and how it happened. It's there. And subhanallah al-azim, you see that there are children and ladies and a group of people that are walking and enjoying. But all of a sudden death comes to them instantly. It's a reminder that we should also be prepared all the time for death. Could anybody imagine in Haram Sharif death to come, children are playing in the mataf? But what a death. What a death. How these people passed away. Because Allah says, وَلْيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَىٰ. Allah chooses from the ummah individuals and gives them shahadat. Allah chooses people to honor them with martyrdom, with shahadat. And they are shaheed. And imagine, with wuzu in ihram, and also they were in the path of Allah. Because a haji is in the path of Allah. A haji is in the path of Allah. He is in the path of Allah. So when you are in the path of Allah and you die, that is also shaheed. And then for a person to die, Yawmul Jumu'ah. Allahu Akbar. That is why the dua of Hazrat Umar was, Allah, I want shahadat and I want to die in Medina Munawwara. How is it possible? Umar Farooq is making dua radiallahu ta'ala. How is it possible? The enemies are hundreds and hundreds of miles away. It is Darul Islam. It is the capital of the Muslim Empire. The Khilafat of Hazrat Umar, the best Khilafat, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar, without any turmoil. And he is saying, no, no, Allah Pak, I want Shahadat and I want Medina. And you need to combine the two for me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua. Shahadat is given and Madinatul Munawwara is also given. And so these people, subhanallah, Yawmul Jumu'ah, they become shaheed. Yawmul Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah they become shaheed. In the hadith it comes that Allah does not punish a person. Adhab-e-Kabr is lifted from that person who dies on Jumu'ah. And so Jumu'ah, death comes. And if they had the intention to actually do Hajj, then Allah is so merciful. Allah will appoint an angel for them. And the angel will be doing Hajj for them annually. Like it comes, there is somebody who is Hafiz of the Quran. And he was memorizing the Quran, and during memorization of the Quran, death came to him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints an angel, and his hifz is completed in the grave. The grave becomes the hifz class. And the angel teaches him the Quran, and all 30 paras of the Quran he memorizes in the grave. So when he comes out, he died as a person who only knew 2 paras of the Quran. But when he comes out, he becomes the best Hafiz. How merciful Allah Pak is. And then to die in such close proximity to Baytullah Sharif. What an honor. And then what an honor for thousands and thousands and millions of people to gather and to perform your janaza namaz. And the other people making dua worldwide for you. What an honorable death. And then to be buried in Jannatul Mu'alla where Sahaba are, or to be buried in Medina Munawwara, example. But these are the two famous Qabristan, Jannatul Mu'alla, where you have many Sahaba that are resting, and the most famous is the mother of the believers, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra. Jis zameen par aisi khatoon soyi hui ho, aise logo ka kya kehna? Incredible death. Incredible death. And so what Allah is saying in the Quran, that the Kaaba is the very foundation of everything that is alive and it is in motion and in function. Now what does that mean? It does not mean that the building of Kaaba. What does it mean? It's not talking about the building of Kaaba. What it is saying, that Kaaba is symbolic to the deen of Islam. What is it? To the deen of Islam. And until there are people who are facing the Qibla, everything is running. What is it? Everything will be running. And then the Quran says, وَالشَّهْرَ الْحَرَامِ وَالْهَدْيَ وَالْقَلَائِدِ. And as long as people are doing Hajj, what are they doing? As long as this system of Hajj is running, and as long as people are facing towards the Qibla, Kaaba, everyone will get rizq. Everyone will get their qut. That is why in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, it is mentioned, this we can understand, Allah's Nabi has said, La taqumu sa'ah, the day of Qiyamah will not come until the environment becomes so hostile to deen that there is not even one person to face the Qibla, and there is not even one person to take the name of Allah. There is not even one person to take the name of Allah. When everything stops like that, immediately the pillars will collapse of this dunya. Immediately everything will come down and everything will collapse. So this is the meaning. Everything is actually alive because of what? The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it is so important to do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers. and so that we can understand the beautiful name Al-Muqit. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim. Next week.